Review 2.
For this lesson, you will need a pencil and a piece of paper. Listen to the following dictation. Don't write anything yet. Just listen.
Government experts predict that the U.S. will have a total of 18 million new jobs by the year 2000.
The greatest number of new jobs will be for salespeople. Nurses are expected to have the second highest number.
The number of jobs for waiters, waitresses, computer programmers, teachers, and accountants will also increase.
Now take your pencil and a piece of paper. Listen again to each group of words. Then write down what you hear. Ready? Let's begin.
Government experts predict that the U.S. will have a total of 18 million new jobs by the year 2000.
The greatest number of new jobs will be for salespeople. Nurses are expected to have the second highest number.
The number of jobs for waiters, waitresses, computer programmers, teachers, and accountants will also increase.
Now listen to the dictation again. Check your paper to see if you can make any corrections. This is the last time you will hear the dictation. Ready? Listen.
Government experts predict that the U.S. will have a total of 18 million new jobs by the year 2000.
The greatest number of new jobs will be for salespeople. Nurses are expected to have the second highest number.
The number of new jobs for waiters, waitresses, computer programmers, teachers, and accountants will also increase.
All right. Now use the information on your paper to answer the following five questions. Give short answers. Question 1.
How many new jobs will the U.S. have by the year 2000?
18 million.
Question 2.
Who predicts that the U.S. will have 18 million new jobs by the year 2000?
Government experts.
Question 3.
The greatest number of new jobs will be for what group of people?
Salespeople.
Question 4.
What group is expected to have the second highest number?
Nurses.
Question 5.
The number of new jobs for what five groups of people is also expected to increase?
Waiters, waitresses, computer programmers, teachers, and accountants.
Now listen to Connie as she tells us about her favorite movie actor, Mel Gibson.
Oh, Mel is really fascinating. I mean, everything about him is exciting. His eyes are exciting. His hair is fascinating. Even his feet are exciting. I'm really fascinated by Mel Gibson.
That's right. She's really fascinated by Mel Gibson, the famous movie actor. Everything about him is exciting to her. Listen and repeat what she says about him.
He's fascinating. He's exciting. I'm fascinated by him. I'm excited by him.
Now Connie's going to tell us some things about Mel Gibson that she's fascinated by or excited by. Then you say that she thinks those things are fascinating or exciting. For example, she says,
His eyes are fascinating.
And you say,
She's fascinated by his eyes.
She says,
His face is exciting.
And you say,
She's excited by his face.
Okay, ready? Let's begin.
His eyes are fascinating.
She's fascinated by his eyes.
His face is exciting.
She's excited by his face.
His hair is fascinating.
She's fascinated by his hair.
His voice is fascinating.
She's fascinated by his voice.
His hands are exciting.
She's excited by his hands.
Everything about him is fascinating.
She's fascinated by everything about him.
Good. Now let's do the opposite. For example, when Connie says,
I'm fascinated by his face.
You say,
His face is fascinating.
When she says,
I'm excited by his eyes.
You say,
His eyes are exciting.
All right, let's begin.
I'm fascinated by his face. His face is fascinating. I'm excited by his eyes. His eyes are exciting. I'm excited by his hair. His hair is exciting. I'm fascinated by his ears. His ears are fascinating. I'm fascinated by his nose. His nose is fascinating. I'm excited by everything about him. Everything about him is fascinating.
That's right. She's excited by everything about Mel Gibson. Even his ears and his nose. And what about his feet?
Oh, yes. I'm fascinated by his feet, too.
Now, to end this lesson, take your pencil and a piece of paper. I'm going to say several words that you know. Words like U.S. city, country, continent, and language. After I say each word, write it on your paper. so that you make a list of these words down the page. Ready? Let's begin. U.S. city. Country. Continent. Language. Public building. Sport. Occupation. Field of study. First name. Now, don't write anything. Just look at the words on your list to identify some people, places, and things that you hear. For example, you hear
Washington, D.C.
And you say
Washington, D.C. is a U.S. city.
You hear
Asia.
And you say
Asia is a continent.
Okay, let's begin.
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. is a U.S. city.
Asia.
Asia is a continent.
French.
French is a language.
Tennis.
Tennis is a sport.
Thailand.
Thailand is a country.
Stephen.
Stephen is a first name.
Football stadium.
A football stadium is a public building.
Teaching.
Teaching is an occupation.
Science.
Science is a field of study.
Yes, science is a field of study, and so is language learning. That's what you're doing now. So, that's your field of study.
This is the end of Review 2.